98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And we need to talk about the Gen Zers.
Oh no, what have they done now?
We know already they don't like answering the phone. They quiet quit at work. They reject the hustle culture.
Yeah.
And now apparently there's new research out telling us what the Gen Zers are eating, Brendan.
What are they eating?
They're dipping sausage rolls into hummus.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, the Gen Zers, they're loving having dinners that are picky bits rather than full meals.
Fair enough. That, like, I would like a picky bit dinner. I like smaller bits of everything. Have I ever dipped a sausage roll into hummus, though? I'm trying to think. Not off the top of my head.
You know what? I don't think I have, but I have to say, I think the Gen Zers are onto something.
Yeah.
They get a lot of flack.
They do.
But this is a great dish.
Yeah.
So this is new research done from the Galway Kitchen. It's revealed that Irish Gen Zers are moving away from traditional meal times in favour of a more relaxed, social and snackable way of eating. So they're having girl dinner, picky bits, 18 to 24 year olds. They're relying more on takeaways when feeding friends at home rather than cooking themselves.
Okay, fair enough. That's also very handy, isn't it?
They say that taste is their top priority.
Yeah.
Even in the face of rising costs.
Taste, and for me, texture as well. I'm very, you know the way I don't like, what is it you love? Is it the gyozas?
Yeah.
I don't like any food that I describe as slippery.
Would you like a fried gyoza?
Yeah, probably.
Or when they're more baked, though,
I would like it if
boiled.
It was crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like it when it's slippery. But
oh,
I have to say, life is all about the dip. So I don't think I've ever dipped a sausage roll into hummus, but I've definitely dipped them into pesto.
Yeah.
The green pesto from the Happy Pear is...
A sausage roll into that?
Yeah, I would do, yeah. But
right.
What I mainly dip a sausage roll into is specifically Heinz mayonnaise.
Yeah, and
I'm
also
more of a mayonnaise than a ketchup
relish
person. Oh yeah, I love a bit of relish.
A sausage roll with a bit of relish now.
I'd never do that at home. I'd never think to do it at home, but whenever if you get one out and about, I'd always say, have you got any relish, please?
Yeah.
And it is good.
Yeah.
I'd never do it at home for some
reason.
Well,
listen, we might, you know, channel our inner Gen Zer. You don't need to be born between 97 and 2012 to dip a sausage roll in hummus.
No, you don't.
So live your life the way you want
and
have a few picky bits for the dinner.
I tried to make hummus last week. So do you remember I made the vegan smoked tofu patty?
We went to Prague last week and we went to a vegetarian restaurant where we had a starter that involved some smoked tofu patty, which was just
incredible. Sensational.
But your recreation was lovely.
I tried to make it, but after I made it for us I had leftover chickpeas at home, and I was like, what will I do with this? And so I just blitzed them up and made a version of a hummus.
Yeah,
it was basically mashed chickpeas, really
lovely.
Isn't that what hummus
bit
is?
Bit of garlic.
Ask the Gen Z's.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin.
Well, good morning to Anita in Balbriggan. Anita's little win is that she's off to Gran Canaria for her sister's 60th.
Lovely.
That is going to be amazing. Oh. Sunshine, gals trip. Nothing better.
Delicious. Patatas bravas all the way. Margaret is in Shankill.
Good morning, guys. Margaret in Shankill here. My little win is yesterday, my little grandson said, love you, Nana, for the first time. It's the best feeling in the world. Absolutely adore those children.
So
it was lovely
cute
to hear him say, love you, Nana. Have a good day, guys.
Oh,
love the show.
Margaret, you'll be walking on air now forever.
So adorable.
Yeah, here's Karen.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Our little win is it's my little brother's 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Mark. I hope you have a great day. You listen to the show every morning on our way to work and love the show.
Oh, Karen, thanks for listening.
Thank
and
you.
Happy birthday to Mark.
Mark, have a fabulous birthday.
Here's Jim.
My little win is I got a free Coke Zero with my loyalty card in Circle K.
Jim, love that for you. Ali's been on.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is, for the first time since I chopped the top of my thumb off, I was able to get to 9.96 kilometres on the cross trainer last night. I'm so happy with myself.
Ali, how did you manage that now?
Poor chicken, I'm so glad that it's
healed.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Here's Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I had the best sleep ever last night. Fresh bread sheets on a Monday night. Heaven.
Oh, wow.
Good for
fresh
you.
Fresh sheets, there's nothing like it. Here's Roisin.
Hi, guys. My little win was that I completed the half marathon in Madrid the weekend, coming back after a lot of injuries.
Roisin, fair play to you.
That's incredible. Good for you. Well done.
And here's Ingrid.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My name is Ingrid, and my little win is that today I'm changing my glasses into a new pair. Bye.
New look.
Oh, Ingrid.
That's very exciting.
You'll have to send us a picture when you get your new glasses.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
If you've been listening to the show over the last little while, you'll know that Rebecca and myself are absolutely obsessed with a mini therapy horse named Black Pearl. So we first learned about Black Pearl when she had, apparently the quote was, gently awoken a child who had been under general anaesthetic in a children's hospital.
By playing a piano with the horse's face.
Yeah, so the mini therapy horse kind of group said that, you know, it would bring somebody back around, you know, gently, comfortably and in a relaxed state. But the reason we're obsessed with the mini horse, Black Pearl, is this is how it sounded when she was stood beside the child's bed
waking
playing
up
that piano.
This is just wild. It's one of my favourite viral videos of the last year. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but it's got us thinking this morning about maybe when you've had some sedation or you've been under general anaesthetic and you know it does, it can send you a bit west.
Ah, can
you? It can send you a bit, you know, lula, a bit woozy. You can maybe say things that you shouldn't have said, think things that you shouldn't have thought. And we're wondering this morning if you'd be up for sharing it. If you have a funny story about things that you did or said when you came around from general anaesthetic. Maybe you were woken up by this sound.
Or reaction a bit feral after getting a wisdom tooth out.
Yeah. Did you say something really inappropriate to the dentist or the doctor? We'd love to hear your silly post-anesthetic stories this morning. Or perhaps you are a doctor or, you know, a medical worker listening this morning and you've had something happen to you.
You can send us an anonymous story.
And we'll keep it anonymous and we'll keep them bright and breezy as well, please, for the sake of the family show. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
This is a really random topic, but we've got in a lot of reaction to this. We have a message in from Georgina, right? And Georgina says that she was in the throes of labour. It was time to get the epidural because she couldn't hack it all anymore.
Yeah.
After many a puff on the gas provided to her, in walks a man to do the epidural. So Georgina says she was scrunched over in a very attractive pose and he was in front of her prepping her, right?
Yeah.
All she could see was two pools of blue in his face. And during each contraction, she started adoringly glaring at the man. She says she had to compliment the doctor on his eyes. She's not sure if she was falling in love or perhaps it was the gas.
Yeah.
But her husband wasn't too impressed standing in the corner. Georgina says, I blamed it all on the gas and we are still married, thankfully.
Oh, Georgina. You haven't forgot those blue eyes, have you? Claire has sent us this.
During COVID, I had open heart surgery. The doctor came around and I have no recollection of the doctor. My daughter only told me yesterday, do you remember when you had to end that surgery and I used to ring you and get roadblocks off? He said, did you? She goes, yeah, I ended up with over 1,000 roadblocks. I was so fed up with giving blood. I told him, these are vampires, go away from me. And your mum has dropped dead gorgeous. I am still cringing 6 years on.
You're vampires. Here's Anne.
It wasn't as such like general anaesthetic or anything like that. But when I was in labour, I was on the gas and air and I did like a big bit of it. And I thought I was in Turkey. I got a great laugh out of it.
That's so random.
Oh my God.
What made you think you were in Turkey?
I don't know, maybe getting a bit of surgery.
New teeth?
Yeah.
And here's Katie.
So every time I get a general anaesthetic, I'm not a nice person. But one time after waking up, I think I got my appendix out that time. And, you know, the porter wheeled you back to the ward. And I was giving him awful abuse.
Ooh.
I was like, look at you. You're not even indicating around the corner. You can't drive to save your life. The poor man, I ended up seeing him after and didn't realise it was him because they're behind you. And he was like, oh, here we go. And I was like, oh, who's that? And my sister was in the ward waiting for me to come back when he wheeled me back. And he was like, oh, that's the guy you were giving dogs abuse
oh,
to.
No.
Saying that he couldn't drive. and he wasn't in the game when he was pushing you back in the bed.
Oh, I'd say they've seen and heard it.
I would say so.
Katie and Claire and Georgina, thank you so much for sharing those with us. We're going to send you some IMC cinema passes.
Brendan, what's the thing that you did that you got a procedure done?
So I had to have sedation done a few years ago. And when you have it done, you're not, they're very strict. Someone has to come in to collect you, to walk you out of the hospital and bring you home because you're not allowed to leave by yourself. But they give you like, you know, tea and biscuits afterwards. I had my tea and biscuits. And I just ran. I escaped.
No, do not.
I ran
try that
out of the hospital. And I went to the supermarket and I did a food shop.
I'd love to know what was in your basket that day.
It was only when I got home and I was like at the door of the fridge and I was like, what did I just do?
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Great prizes.
A bit of glitz and glamour.
And AI presenters.
98 FM.
Well, good morning to you and welcome to Matchy Matchy, our glamorous game show where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. If you missed it yesterday, we actually unveiled a brand new prize.
Yes.
Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan with more info.
You'll be flying in the kitchen with this brand new air fryer.
And pack it full of meat with this €100 Dublin butcher voucher.
And with spring finally here, get your garden looking tidy with this brand new cordless trimmer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Tidy.
You really never know what prize they're going to bring next.
I love it.
Yeah, a cordless trimmer and an air fryer. It's what everyone wants. Good morning to Janice, who's on her way to work on Dawson Street this morning. Janice, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Brendan.
Janice, hello to you. You have a really interesting job. Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
Well, I work for the Lord Mayor in the Mansion House on Dawson Street.
Give it up. The glamour of working in the Mansion House, Janice.
Oh, it's pretty unbelievable.
That sounds very fancy. What do you do in the Mansion House?
I'm one of the cleaners in the Mansion House.
Amazing. Love that. That's steady, Janice. How long have you been doing that for?
I'm here 2 years.
Very good.
Yeah.
And come here, can we ask it, is 98 FM played in the Mansion House? Do you listen to us in there?
Yes, it is. Yes, we have a radio in the office and we listen to it, yes.
Ah, Janice, thank you for listening.
You never know who's listening, really, do you?
Gosh, that's wild. Janice, do you play along with Matchy Matchy in the Mansion House?
All the time on my way to work, I do.
On your way to work. Well, Janice, we have everything crossed that you're going to get a win this morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I'm going to go with you, Brendan, today.
Oh, you're going with
He's
me.
Up
I'm
up
off to
the
soundproof booth. Thank you very much.
I'm just switching seats now. Goodbye, Brendan. Enjoy yourself now. Right, let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. Just getting the envelope now. Right, Janice, your first word this morning. Sweet.
Tooth.
Sweet tooth. Your second word. Mary, as in the name Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Mary, oh. Mary Street.
Mary Street. And your third word. Tea.
T-E-A. Tea bag.
So we have Sweet Tooth, Mary Street, and Tea Bag. Janice, are you happy to lock in those words?
Lock them in there.
I love it. We're locking them in. And let's get our Brendan back from the soundproof booth. Hello.
How are we all?
How was all in there?
It was lovely, yeah. It was actually just very peaceful this morning. Not, you know, mindful moment.
Not chaotic.
No.
Glad to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan, first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Caroline. Oh.
Second word.
Yeah.
Mary. As in M-A-R-Y, the name Mary.
Mary. Mary. Mary. McAleese.
And your third word?
Tea.
Tea.
T-E-A. Tea.
Tea. Pot.
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Janice on her way to the Lord Mayor's house?
Janice, I'm sorry, it wasn't to be.
Sadly, you didn't match on any this morning.
Did we not?
Great answers all round, guys. Janice went Sweet Tooth, Mary Street and Teabag.
Mary Street is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Oh, Janice, fair play to you. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. And thanks for listening to 98FM in the Mansion House every day. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much and have a lovely day.
You too, Janice. Bye-bye.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's
Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98FM.
Brendan, you're chatting about funny names this morning.
Yeah, they are on the way. We need the police, though, for this first one. Message in the bottle. Not the police you were thinking of, is it? A man walking his dogs has found an actual message in a bottle.
Really?
Yeah, Mike is his name. Mike and his dogs, they were walking on a beach in Scotland recently when his Labrador retriever, Maggie, did her duty and retrieved something
from the
water. So when she dropped it at his feet, Mike knew instantly that it was a message in a bottle.
Yeah.
He opened it up to take a look inside because he'd be dying to know
it's
what.
It's a gossip.
Yeah. So the letter was written in French. I don't know if he had the lingo like
Should
you
telephone
do.
Telephone the police.
And it was dated from August 2024. So it explained in French that the bottle was being launched from a ferry travelling from Prince Edward Island to the Isle de la Madeleine in Quebec. Or is it Isle de la Madeleine in Quebec? The letter's author, a woman named Annie Chasson, asked anyone who found the bottle to contact her through Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Mike and his wife think that they found Annie online, but so far she hasn't replied. So I don't know what's gone awry in the meantime.
So it's in the message requests and not in the normal inbox.
Yeah, so if the bottle was launched in August 2024 and Mike and Maggie found this just the other week, it took a year and a half for the message in the bottle to make it from Canada to Scotland.
Wow.
And last year, someone in Dingle found a message in a bottle.
Yeah.
That came from Newfoundland. But that was bobbing around since 2012. So this one made it quite quickly.
Didn't it?
All things considered.
Fast journey for that bottle.
Yeah. Finally this morning, the election of a mayor in a small town in France. Everything's a bit French this morning.
Yeah.
Is getting unexpected attention around the world. The town where this election is being held is called Arcis. A-R-C-I-S. And the reason that lots of people are talking about Arcis is not because of its name, but the names of the lads running for mayor.
Oh.
The guy hoping to be re-elected has the surname Hitler.
Okay.
With two T's.
Right.
One of his opponents is called Zelensky.
Seriously?
Yeah. So Hitler's got two T's and Zelensky's also spelled differently to the fella that we all know.
Yeah.
So Charles Hitler is the current mayor of Arcis and he says he's always had jokes made about his name, but this election's taken it to another level.
I would say so, yeah.
French social media is full of memes about the battle between the late German dictator and Ukraine's current leader.
Mm-hmm.
So Charles Hitler with two T's says back in the day his family couldn't afford the admin fee of changing their name.
Okay.
Otherwise, they would have done.
Yeah.
He says all his cousins have had girls, so the name is disappearing on that side of the family. One of his sons pronounces the name Hitler. It's a bit like Hyacinth. It's bouquet, not bucket.
It's very Hyacinth bouquet.
Very Hyacinth. And his grandchildren have all taken their mother's names. Both Hitler with two T's and Zelensky say they'd prefer people talked less about their names and more about what matters to Arcis.
Well, I've never heard of Arcis until now.
Neither have I. Maybe we'd visit Arcis, depending on who's in charge.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.